My next guest ready to go, talking about sustainability every month. Sustainable Community Voices, Molly Flanagan, Vice President of Policy for Alliance for the Great Lakes, here to talk about using the Great Lakes for drinking water. Good morning to you, Molly.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hey, tell me about you and the Alliance.
So I work at the Alliance for the Great Lakes. We're headquartered in Chicago, but we have offices all throughout the region, including one in Grand Haven, Michigan, and one in Detroit, Michigan. And we work, we're a nonprofit environmental organization that works to protect the Great Lakes. So our mission is really focused on protecting the Great Lakes so that people can get out and enjoy them today, and so that they're safe, healthy, clean, and fun for future generations as well.
Awesome. So let's get into the topic. Recently, the Great Lakes Compact Council unanimously approved a request, I think from the city of, there's a city in Wisconsin, to use Lake Michigan as its source for drinking water. What, the first city to make such a request? Why did they need to do this?
Yeah, so the city of Waukesha, Wisconsin, it's not located within the Great Lakes Basin. It's actually outside of the Great Lakes Basin, which is why this is such a big deal. And they requested water from Lake Michigan because they have radium-contaminated groundwater. So they've pumped their wells down low enough that they're now dealing with unsafe drinking water for their community.
Wow. What's the process for making and approving such a request?
Yeah, so it's actually a pretty long and complicated and drawn-out process. So the reason that the city of Waukesha is eligible to apply for a diversion of water is because we have this agreement in place called the Great Lakes Compact that all the Great Lakes governors have agreed to. And what it does is it bans diversions of water outside of the Great Lakes Basin. So we're never going to send water to Arizona or California, but what it does is it has a couple of exceptions. So for communities like Waukesha that are really close to the Great Lakes Basin boundary, but not within it, it sets up basically a process and a number of criteria that these types of communities have to meet in order to be eligible to apply for a Great Lakes diversion. And so they had to go through this process where they actually put together they actually spent millions of dollars and many years putting together a pretty comprehensive proposal trying to make the case for why they need Lake Michigan water and why they don't have any other alternative sources. And so in order for them to actually get the approval of the Great Lakes governors, they put this proposal together. Then first the Great Lakes governors and premiers meet, so the premiers of Ontario and Quebec are also involved, to talk about the proposal, and it's called the regional body, to decide whether to recommend approval to the Compact Council. So that happened. Then the Great Lakes Compact Council, which is just the Great Lakes governors, met, and then what happens at that point is they have to agree unanimously in order for one of these communities to get water. And if even one governor disagrees, then a community is not able to get water. So it's a pretty long process. It's pretty expensive. It takes a long time. It's not a slam dunk.
What are the concerns? Any foreseen challenges?
Yeah. So one of the big concerns is that for communities that are downstream. So one of the requirements of the Great Lakes Compact is that if you are going to take water out of the Great Lakes, you have to send it back, which is good. That's a great requirement. It means we end up with no loss of water to the Great Lakes, which is really important. But Waukesha is going to return its wastewater through the city of Racine down a river called the Root River. And one of the big concerns is that there will be additional contamination in that water. You know, could it cause additional flooding in the community? So that's one concern that's pretty local. The bigger regional concerns that a lot of people had is, you know, what kind of precedent will this set for other communities like Waukesha that might be eyeing Great Lakes water?
Talking about sustainability every month, special guest today, Molly Flanagan, Vice President of Policy for Alliance for the Great Lakes. What about foresight on future requests from other cities, Molly?
Yes. So that is the big question, because I think, you know, the biggest concerns that people around the region had during Waukesha's process, and the public was really involved. You know, there were tens of thousands of comments from citizens across the Great Lakes region that weighed in and actually opposed Waukesha's diversion request. And one of the reasons that so many people were opposed to this is because they were afraid it's going to open the floodgates, you know, that we're going to have death by a thousand straws in the Great Lakes. And what I would assure people is that from the Alliance for the Great Lakes perspective, we don't think that's going to happen. We think that the process that Waukesha had to go through was so expensive. It cost them millions of dollars. It took, you know, almost a decade, actually, from the time they started thinking about this, that the decision that the Compact Council made when they decided to allow Waukesha to have this water set a really high bar for future communities. So I think communities like Waukesha that may have been eyeing the Great Lakes as a source of drinking water are probably going to think long and hard about whether that's what they actually want to pursue. I think they're going to exhaust every other possibility that they have before they look at trying to get water out of the Great Lakes.
What else would you like to share?
So in terms of next steps, there's an organization of mayors across the Great Lakes that are actually challenging the Great Lakes Compact Council's decision. And so what that means is that the Compact Council is actually going to hold, we think, a hearing where they will consider the city's initiative, the mayor's request to reconsider Waukesha's diversion application. That hearing hasn't been set yet. We're not sure exactly what that process is going to look like, but it means that Waukesha's not totally out of the woods yet. There's still another hurdle that they're going to have to get over in terms of actually being able to access Lake Michigan water. Assuming that they do clear that hurdle, then they're going to have to get a number of permits at the state level. And so one of the things that the Alliance for the Great Lakes and a number of our partners around the Great Lakes region are going to do is be watchdogging Waukesha and the state of Wisconsin to make sure that as they're implementing this Lake Michigan diversion, that they're meeting all of the requirements of the compact so that we can ensure that this really strong precedent and high bar stays in place for any other communities that might have their eye on the Great Lakes.
Molly, how do we find out more information?
Yeah, I hope your listeners will visit us at www.greatlakes.org.
Thanks, Molly Flanagan. On behalf of Alliance for the Great Lakes, you, the Vice President of Policy, take care.
Thank you so much.